The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Botten. Linda's on assignment this morning, but I'm here for those who thought I might not be. I am. Hey, our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, 7:06 in the morning here on February the 6th, 2015. And the weather, it's 52 degrees out there. It's rain. And the rain could be heavy at times, high near 54 today, which means it's not going to get a lot warmer than it is right now. Breezy with a south wind, 15 to 22 miles per hour, with gusts up to 34 miles per hour. It's going to rain. There's no zero in the chances of precipitation. It's 100%. And if we could get 1 to 2 inches of rain today. So that's a lot of rain. And then tonight, rain and showers on Saturday, high near 58. Precipitation, the chance of precipitation is 80%, and Saturday night, showers. Sunday, it's really going to taper off a lot. Sunday night, we could have some rain. And Monday, and it looks like it's going to go all the way through Tuesday, but don't worry. If you've got things planned this weekend, that's why they have, you can drive to these places and you have umbrellas if you're going anywhere, like the bridal fair, which you should go. It's gonna be for those few hours. It's not gonna be a lot of rain. You can head on down there. But yes, good morning to everybody. Good morning to Eldon. How are you doing there? Intern of the year?
I'm doing pretty good.
You know, you are my best intern.
That means a lot, Carl.
Well, you're the only intern. But if I had more than one, you'd be the best. Okay?
That's an honor.
Got any baseball games this weekend?
Yeah, we actually do. We were supposed to play here in Reading, but since the rain's happening, we've changed it. So we're traveling down to Menlo College, down near Palo Alto, and we're going to play down there.
Okay.
Yep. And
Eldon plays for the Red Hawk Simpson baseball team. He's the catcher there, where he gets to give directions to everybody. Do you give him directions like, you know, point people to, you know, move over further right, go left, and those kind of things?
Yep, that's part of the job. I've actually been playing a little bit more first base, too. So.
Well, that's where catchers go to die, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Kind of give your legs a rest and all that? Okay, good. And, of course, Savannah's here because Savannah's always here to we always have one of our people here with the intern, just not that he needs help, but just in case. How are you doing, Savannah?
I am doing swell.
You're doing swell, and you're wearing your KCNR hat, too.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. So what happens when you get into the line? We won't say where. Because Savannah is, you know, Savannah, I've always said, is what a great great person she is. And, you know, she comes in, she does her job. She does it very, very well, and then she leaves. I mean, what is better than that in an employee? And she doesn't make any waves, and she has great ideas and all this. So, but today I'm standing outside, not in the rain, but underneath an awning as the rain's coming down. And I'm thinking, well, Savannah usually gets in there like 10 till. Well, it's like 1 till.
Yes.
And here comes her red truck around the corner screaming into a stop. And this is what happens when?
When you decide to get coffee in the morning,
uh-huh.
I won't say where, but one car in front of me, thought it's going to be a breeze, still have 10 minutes to get to work, and then I'm stuck, jammed in between like 5 cars.
Because the car in front of you took 8 minutes to get their coffee.
Yes.
Isn't that something? I mean, it's always like that. You can get into, you know, when you're not in a hurry. Nothing happens.
I thought about telling the 3 cars behind me, like, can we just reverse a little bit so I can get out? But
nah, never happened. Nope. Anyway, okay. Well, you made it, though. But I had Eldon. So if something had happened, you would have just walked right in here. Okay. Hey, well, good morning, everybody. And yes, it's true. I had the flu. I probably still have the flu. Linda came home yesterday and saw me and drug me to the doctor. And they gave me all these antibiotics. And I kind of feel like I'm back up at least 80%, 80-85%. So I'll be ready to go for this weekend because I'm going to be out at the bridal show out at Simpson. There's going to be 150 vendors and 500 brides, and gosh knows how many other people are going to be out there. But Linda and I are going to be out there helping with Don Schulman. What a great job he does out there. But as we always do on Fridays, we have Spencer here. And Spencer's buddy.
Good morning. I brought Charlie with me today.
Charlie. Is that Charlie with a male Charlie or is that a female Charlie?
It's a male Charlie.
Male Charlie. Okay. And what is Charlie?
Charlie is a standard Schnauzer. Now, most people, when they hear Schnauzers, they think of, you know, the 10 to 20 pound ones.
Yeah.
Charlie is a standard. So right now he's at 44 pounds.
Okay. Now, that's my sister has the small Schnauzers. And you're like you said, you know, 15, 20 pounds at the most. Solid little gray dogs. That's what her dogs are. But this one is 45 pounds, but he looks like a Schnauzer.
Yes.
He has that face like a Schnauzer, and he has a short tail.
Looks just like the miniature Schnauzers, except blown up. He is only about 9 months old, so he is still going to get a little bit bigger. He'll probably be about 60 pounds.
Is he pretty much full blood, it looks like? Or?
We legally have to call him a mix. In my personal opinion, he is a purebred.
Wow.
But we can't label him as a purebred.
Do you know where you got him from?
He came into us as a stray, believe it or not, and nobody came looking for this dog. And, I mean, whoever owned him has definitely invested money into him, not only just for the breed specifically, but they've had his ears cropped, they've had his tail docked. I mean, they've invested time into him, time and money, and just, unfortunately, he's been at our shelter over a week now. And his people never came looking for him.
You know, it makes you wonder about like that. Perhaps maybe it's the, you know, they're here traveling, and he gets away from them, and they look for him, and they don't know what to do, or they're in a rush or something like that. But you would think the first thing they would do is go to, rescue agencies and those kind of things, and just leave if they have to leave a description of the dog and all that.
Yeah, and you know, he was microchipped, but unfortunately, they didn't keep the information up to date. And so when we tried to contact the information that was left on the microchip, it was to the wrong person.
Hmm.
Yeah, the numbers were not the current numbers for the owners.
Hmm. I bet you could find out what the numbers were, though, couldn't you?
We've tried and tried, and we can't locate the owners.
Yeah, okay.
Well, but so now.
So he's going to have Charlie's got a, you know, he's been taken care of. He's healthy. He's a happy dog. When you look at this dog, that dog's face is like, hey, I like you. Yep, there he is right there, Charlie. Okay.
His tail just gets going to
his
my
tail gets
miles
going,
an hour.
And you can tell he wants to just, you know, he wants to be loved on. He wants to lick your hand.
And he does do well with all other animals and rated for a home with kids 5 and older. Great dog. Knows all of his basic commands.
He does. Yeah, I saw you make, you know, he was sitting. Okay, and who's he? And so with the kids, how old?
5 and older.
5 and older, because he's a little bit bigger. Yeah. Okay, well, Charlie, you know, Charlie's going to have a home here by the end of the day. Because if you're looking for a nice dog and young, one that you'll have with you a long time and that you can take for walks, he's on the leash well, right?
Yes, he does walk on a leash well.
Okay, so you don't have to be, he's not going to be pulling you down the road then?
No, he tugs a little bit, but I mean very, very mildly. Uh-huh. But he is a puppy, so you know, I mean, he's still into chewing you know, he still needs a little bit of molding.
Right, but still, but he's got all the basics down.
Yes,
that's good.
He does.
Good. You know, you need to send us a photo.
You already have one.
I do? You already sent it to me
this
morning?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because I've still got a picture up for like 2 weeks ago.
I sent you one last week, too.
You did?
Yes, I did.
You did? Okay, I'll go back and look. maybe I forwarded it on, and it never got to where it was supposed to go. That's okay. I'll call my webmaster and wake him up this morning. I'll wake him up around 9 and beat on him a little bit. Okay, good. Well, then we're going to get this up, and he's a great-looking dog. Who do they call?
You could call us at 241-1653, or you could stop by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road. We've got Charlie and many other wonderful dogs that are waiting for a perfect forever home.
Super. Okay. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Spencer.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, we're going to come back in a couple minutes. We want to talk about something, but here's a factoid for you. Lake Shasta, according to Onion Grower, Lake Shasta is 45% of capacity. Historical average for this date is 65%. Hmm. So we need more water. and that's coming this weekend. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl on the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Time once again to celebrate the North State's logging and construction heritage today at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson with indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Hosted by the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference and sponsored in part by Northern Lights Energy, Muse Trucking, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy entertainment for the whole family with the Backhoe Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, Exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits, and demonstrations. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2015 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsors include Sierra Pacific Industries, Tri-Counties Bank, WM Beatty & Associates, Eddie Axner Construction, Shasta College, and Warner Enterprises.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSafe. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS, and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
Attention all brides-to-be. If you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way, on Sunday, February 8th, from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. It's the wedding show of the year. Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3 at the Simpson Event Center. For more information, call 223-3868.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the Bot. Good morning. It is 7:18 in the morning, 52 degrees, and it's raining outside. We need the rain. You know, my my staff here, my producers, you know, both of them are under the age of 25. And I'm coming in here, you know, and I'm sweating and all this. And so they think it's cute to play Staying Alive, which is kind of cute, come to think of it. Hey, you know, one of the things that happened yesterday was the fact that I slept forever. And it was just happened to be a coincidence that it was Clark and Clark on yesterday. You know, and that's on the first Thursday of each month. Sharon Clark and Trish Clark are going to come in here and just tear it up. And if you didn't hear Chris Schwaga, and I woke up at one point and I listened to it for like 15, 20 minutes. And Chris was just tearing it up down there about the things that are going on in our hometown here. But, one of the things that happened was I was able to sleep all day long in my sleep number pad. And my sleep number setting, didn't even bother changing it. But it was my sleep number setting, of course, is 40. And right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, you can save 50% on a limited edition bed. That's right, 50%. Come in during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, where the queen mattresses start at $599.99. Plus, you can save 50% on a limited edition bed. And now all Sleep Number beds are available with Sleep IQ technology. It's inside your Dulair technology bed is a Sleep IQ technology, which helps you in your sleeping. But I tell you what, 3 things you need to stay healthy. You need exercise, the right diet, and sleep. And this, and I'm telling you, the Sleep Number bed is just outstanding. It has helped Linda and I, you know, to sleep over the last couple of years. And it's just, you know, I can't say enough about it. And people say, yeah, but you know, it doesn't really advertise. No. You know, if it didn't, I wouldn't be able to get into it like I do, but it does. It works, and it's very, very comfortable, and you sleep very well on your Sleep Number. So head on down to the Target Shopping Center, head over to the Sleep Number store, and go see Brian and Janice, and tell them, hey, Carl said to come down, lay on the bed, and you're going to give us the greatest deal you've ever given us on the Ultimate Sleep Number event. All right? Head on down there today. Okay. One of the things that's happened here, and around here is the city of the Chamber of Commerce, headed up by Doug Wright. Of course, you got Frank Strazzarino as the president, but Doug Wright is the businessman is in charge of it. They're all pushing really hard to accelerate the safety study here in town. Remember the safety study that everybody was running? Oh, we need to get more cops. We need to do everything. All these things that everybody ran on in their platforms, Kristen and Brian, and Brent and Francie, everybody ran on. In fact, everybody ran on stopping crime. Well, they come back, and the first thing that slaps them in the face is, well, we're going to do a study that's going to take 8 months. Oh, yes. Well, I've had Brent on since then, and I've had Missy on since then, and I'm getting and Kristen Schrader will be on Monday, by the way. And every one of them, and I'm sure Kristen will say the same thing. I'm not putting words in her mouth. Will probably say, no, that's really kind of far out. So, what are the short term gains you can get? But the Chamber of Commerce is pushing on that too, and Strazzarino says something words to the effect that that's not acceptable. 8 months. 8 months to figure out what can make our city safer. Right now, the chief of police, and he's going to be on Wednesday, he's been chewing it up out there with, he's taking his, code enforcement person and a policeman out there, and they're pushing. They're pushing these illegal camps and shutting them down, and it just picking up tons of trash. But it's pushing them back on the streets. As we told you the other day, Linda's walking past the old Maritime Grill, and there's people defecating on the street. There's groups of them sitting there, taking drugs, selling drugs, the whole shooting match right there. And so, okay, so we're pushing them out of their illegal camps, which become almost like little underground cities, this subculture that we talked about. And sure enough, what happens is they're coming onto the streets. So what are we doing about that? My question was, and I haven't gotten a real good answer, is what about ordinances that say no sitting, lying, or standing on the streets, no sitting or lying on the streets and thoroughfares? Oh, well, you know, we've got to worry. Well, wrong. Come on, guys. This is being done in other towns. See how they did it. See how it's working like that. Not only that, but when you get that going, and then you have so you can keep them moving and you keep pushing them. What about this? What about permits for people that they want to give away food? They want to give away clothing? They want to do all this stuff? Fine. Make them get a permit. If you're going to hand out food, make them have a permit. Have them inspected by Fern and all the other people around here that, you know, code enforcement, make sure that it's meeting certain standards. Make, you know, just say if you want to do this, fine, you're going to pay some money to do it, though. At least make it harder. And the other thing everybody has to do, you need to come to Chief Poletti's town hall meeting on the 12th. That's next week. And listen to what the man says. Trust me, you're going to hear things that are just going to knock your socks off. All right, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, Carl, you hit the nail on the head. I talked to Chief Poletti at Safeway the other day, and we had a good talk, you know, about stuff. And, you know, the thing is that we have these people who came into office, into city council, and I'm sure that Brent Weaver meant the best, but he said he had a plan when he came in there. And the frustration of, I don't even have to tell you, the frustration of our police chief and our police force is just beyond the pale. They really can't do anything. There really isn't a plan. He really does need about probably 150 officers, which we're never going to be able to afford. There's other ways he's looking at this, but you're right. On Thursday night, he's going to take the gloves off on things. But he told me he was going to have a lot of question and answer period. He wasn't going to talk that long. He was going to lay it out. And he mentioned something that you just sort of mentioned. It was called, I may not have the term correct, okay, so bear with me, but it was something like this. It was something like toxic charity, to where, you know, we have all this stuff that we're giving away to these folks, and we're encouraging them so much. We sort of haven't separated the real homeless from the mentally ill, from the AB-109ers, from the transients. We don't have a separation there. And I know he's just fit to be tied on it, and is going to ask the public for help.
What was that, toxic charity?
So, well, that could be the wrong term.
No, but the term itself is a good term, toxic charity. Where what we're doing
I just
is
don't remember. It was really good what he said.
Yeah, and well, you know what? I'm looking forward. He's going to be on the show next Wednesday, and then of course on the 12th is that town hall meeting. People need to go to that. And you're right; it is going to be a lot of question and answer here. But he's got some things to lay out for everybody.
He's going to have an overlay.
But just to know, and I don't know if you saw this, but the people down at, you know, Safeway, the Safeway on Pine Street and Pine and Cypress, which has become a veritable cesspool for, people hanging out down there, transients and who else knows what. And it's gotten a bad reputation, the place has, for good reason. But the head of Safeway and the police and the Merchants Association are coming together to see what they can do to clean that place up. And they know they need to do that. And with the police station across the way, and where people may not like this idea, but having somebody take over South Park to be able to kind of control what goes on there is not a bad idea either.
Well, yeah, and those are good things. The real deal is that, you know, he understands that it's going to have to be the community. And he's going to show. Shasta County is the mecca for this place. People from other counties send their folks up here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're getting it all. We, you know, for some reason, we're starting to look like little Stockton out there. In fact, on my way over to see him, I'm driving from a shirt shop that I deal with. I'm driving from there, and I'm driving around a corner, and these two guys are going at it. I mean, these two guys with tattoos, they're just knocking the crud out of each other, and it's like a quarter of a mile from where I'm going to see the chief. And he knows it. He had to run down a guy the other night himself.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep. Guys across the street beating up on, you know what? And see, the thing is, it's not like it's in a back alley anymore.
No.
It's not like it's on the outskirts of town. It's right downtown. When I say people are defecating on the streets down there down by the Maritime, I mean, that is downtown where people come down to take their kids for yogurt and all this other stuff. And if we can't control that, if we can't control the area around our own flagpole, then we've got a problem.
And you're right. One side of the coin is, okay, we've got a new city council, and they're going to get something done, and we'll stop all this stuff that's been going on. And then the other side of the coin is they're saying, well, you know, the city council's not doing anything. Nothing's happening. But, you know, Brent ran on a plan. Where's the plan? As you said so many times, and you're so right, we've known about this stuff for 3 years, and nobody's really doing anything. We've got a new REU building and a new police station, which we need. But the point is that we're not doing anything, and here we've got a chief that's out, and he's on call 24 hours a day. I mean, aren't getting this.
The chief of police needs at least 22 more sworn officers plus the CSOs. And so I can tell you right now what's going to happen. They're going to come back and come back with a study, but the bottom line is going to be it's going to be a new tax. They're going to come up with a city tax for public safety, and that's what it's going to be.
And people probably won't vote for it because you already have a $96 million payroll for 750 people.
I'm just telling you.
And you're right. I mean, and you're right, my friend. We're so top-heavy. I mean, just between the three city managers we have, it's $1 million. And people just dance around this elephant. It's remarkable to me. It's sort of, I don't know. I mean, it's scary, actually.
Well, I tell you, it's not going to change. It's not going to change right now, but hopefully it will change. Hey, Terry, got to run for the commercial here.
You bet.
Thanks for calling.
Sure.
Hey, this is just one of the things that that's going on down here. And you know what? I'm not holding Kristen or Brent responsible for anything yet. They've only got there. Francie? Yeah, I'm holding Francie responsible. She's been there for 4 years. Missy? Yes, Missy's been there for at least 4 or 6 years. Gary's been there for 4 years, but, you know, kind of Gary throws the ideas out. I'm not sure. nothing happens. But what I am saying is that starting very, very soon, you guys got to stand up on your hind legs here and start fighting. You guys got to start punching force. Otherwise, things are going to start happening that people aren't even going to like around here because people are going to lose faith in the ability of the city to protect them. I know I'm not saying people are going to go out and do that, but I mean, frankly, you know, so people will vote in different ways. They'll, you know, they'll vote to leave, they'll vote to pull their businesses out and say, I'm not going to put my business downtown. You know, I'm tired of having these guys around me like this. If you can't clean up the streets in a one mile area from the police station, 1 square mile from the police station, how can you expect to clean anything up anywhere else? There's the question. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We're coming back with Vince Stevenson, who is the president of the Downtown Reading Business Association, some of the things they're looking at.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Prepare for the coming summer with our winter special now through March at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue and save 50% on all sunglass frames. At Sight for Sore Eyes, we provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call for an appointment today.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
I was looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for love in too many places, searching for eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:33 in the morning, it's going to be raining, it's going to be raining today, it's going to be raining tonight, it's going to be a lot of rain. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm, dry friends. That's right. Locally owned and operated, they do really wonderful work out there. Give senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793, Chuck and Judy. When we start talking about, you know, the problems around town here and things that are going on, it's about being able to protect within a mile of the, you would think, okay, you put a pin in a map and then you put a 100 yards circle around the police station. Then you put a 200 yard circle around the police station. Then you put a 300 yard circle around the police station. Are you in that 300 yards there, Mr. Stevenson?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm here with Vince Stevenson, who is, besides a an entrepreneur here in town and a friend, is also the senior commander down at the VFW, Veterans Foreign Wars, 1934. And last, I guess it was last Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday?
Thursday.
Last Thursday, a week ago, some lowlifes broke into the VFW there and made off with money and computers and paperwork.
Yes, they did. And I think the thing that most amazed me, Carl, was the fact that their confidence was so high. I mean, these people actually sat in there and made popcorn, it looked like, and sat back and drank the booze and basically took their time to try to open up safes and do the things that they needed to do. So it's obviously these people are at a different place than what most of us would imagine, and it's time we took them out of that place.
Okay, well, that's a good idea. I like that idea. Let's take them out of that place. Well, how do we take them out of that place?
Well, you know, I went to the—
And by the way, the police have caught several of them already, yep. It looks like, and you've already recovered one TV set.
We caught one 50 yards away laying underneath an overpass with a bottle of 12-year-old scotch laying next to her that she had gotten out of our bar, along with a big trash can full of other stuff and keys in her pocket. And, you know, so I mean,
that's pretty much an indicator that she was in there, huh?
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair to say. At this
Is she
point,
in jail right now?
Don't know. I know that a number of us will be at the arraignments, mm-hmm. and any of the court proceedings that follow. We want pictures of them. Now, we did a great job of having the project that put the pictures of them up on the downtown of all the city leaders and people who are doing things for the downtown. I think maybe we need to do the same thing with these people.
With the criminals.
Yeah, absolutely.
These are here's the most wanted. Let's just put their pictures up. I don't think that's going to sell.
I'm thinking spray paint their heads with red or something and do something. No matter where they go, we know who they are. So. Something fun. Yeah, you know what? For most of you out there,
I'm pretty sure that that's not going to sell. You know what? There would be, you know, but see, in the old days, you put them in the stocks.
Yep.
For doing something like this, and people come up and throw garbage at them and say, you know, bad, 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 you know, or something like that, or flog them.
And that would be a deterrent
yeah.
for them to ever consider yeah. doing it again.
Bad, bad, bad. Yeah. And I mean, let's face it. I don't know if you've been to Saudi Arabia, but
no.
they have this tendency to take. They take it. It's they drug the guy up a little bit, and then he put him down there and put his hand out on the chopping block, and it looks like a cleaver practically, and they take his hand off for theft. It's not the first time. It's just like the third or fourth time they've caught them, and they take a hand off, and then they beheaded a couple here in the last couple of weeks for murder.
Yeah,
they don't, you know, they don't fool around. I mean, and I'm not saying as I want us to be anything like Saudi Arabia, because having been there so many times, it's barbaric in many cases. But you know, there's no right now. There's no fear. I don't see that there's fear, and it's not because the cops aren't out there. I mean, cracking heads too. I mean, they, you know, these guys get in a fight. The last thing you want to do is get in a fight with some two or three of our Reading patrol people, because they are just, you know, they've already been injured. They've got people having to retire from injuries. They don't take, you know, they're just going to swarm them and take them to the ground, which they should do if you're going to fight them. And if you pull a gun on one of them, just, you know, you're not going to live
right.
if you pull a gun on a running policeman. But we've only got so many.
Yep. And the simple fact is, I mean, you can sense the frustration talking to a number of the officers and the chief and the sheriff and so on. They're tired of it too. I mean, so let's not be, you know, putting the blame on them. They're taking whatever resources they're given, and they're doing the best that they possibly can. And you know what? We have to look back to, like I heard you saying earlier about our civic leaders and the people who are on the city council and so on, and we have to say, you know what, maybe not the group that's particularly in now, but some of them maybe. But, you know, the fact that we didn't get in front of this, we weren't proactive, you know, years ago when these things were starting to actually show themselves, and now we're having to be reactive. Now we're having to say, well, it's going to take all these big measures and all these big studies. You know what? These are things that we should have been in front of before.
We knew that this problem was. I mean, we've been mm-hmm. without a room for people in jail for now for 3 years,
yeah.
ever since it started. And yet, has one plan come out from the Board of Supervisors on how to do this?
And that's the fascinating thing. You and I have spoke about it.
I've talked
personally.
About it for 3 years.
Yeah.
And you know what? The sheriff and the chief of police have said the same thing for 3 years, even different, going through different chiefs. We need this. We need this. And yet all of our elected officials seem to think, well, they seem to be have their hands tied somehow. And yet they end up giving, hundreds of thousands of dollars in raises to upper echelon in the city. And yet they don't have, they, instead of taking that and saying, well, you know what, guys, you guys are going to have to hold it down here. And we have to hire more policemen.
Yeah.
You know, and here's my idea is that when, okay, Duvernay leaves, he's retired. Oh, we need to get a city attorney. Well, here's how you do it. Here, I'm going to pay you this much, which is a lot less than we paid Duvernay, a lot less. And we're going to pay this on, we're going to start you at this because the city is in financial problems. But every year the city makes more money, you're going to make more money.
Yeah.
And we're going to put you on a bonus system. Incentive. Like, you know, we don't get stuck in certain things. Guess what? You know, then you get a bonus, right. You know, and make it like that. But start them at a living wage, what, 10 grand a month, which is more than a living wage in Reading. But you start them at something like that or even less. And then, hey, as the city gets bigger and better and more well, you're going to make more money. And you do that to everybody you hire, you put them on a sliding scale like that.
A back-end loaded retirement.
Yeah.
So you know what? If you do fantastic for 15 years, but the last 5 years you get us in a couple lawsuits that may cost us tens of millions of dollars, then you know what? Your retirement's probably not going to look as great. I mean, there's got to be something outside the box. And I know there's a lot of people out there saying, you know, oh, you can't do that. You know what? We need to change things. We need to develop new ideas and perspectives on how to do this because, quite frankly, what we're doing is not working. You hear it from absolutely everyone. As all of those people who are at the Crime Watch meeting, you know what? We heard it over and over again, and we've heard the frustration of the people.
The one yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and you know, when people come out and they feel like they're under – well, I told the story about how Linda, and she's walking down the street down in that area there, that it's just – this is our downtown area. This is where Enjoy the Store is. This is where the yogurt shop is. This is where the restaurants and everything are. And yet right there's people have defecated on the street.
No. Carl, let's be clear. It's not just defecating in the street. We've had people come into the shops, ask to use the restroom when they were told no. They'd drop trowel right in the yogurt shop and do it right there.
Yeah,
they did it in Angelo's.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. This is getting to the point where, you know what, we've done all the nice things. We've pacified. We've done what we need to do. I went to a meeting of some people who are – their hearts are in the right place. They're trying to do something for the general homeless. But one of the messages I sent them was, you know, here's a situation where you've got to find a way to separate and segregate these people because there are some people that the community really wants to help.
And can be helped.
And then there's a group of people that, you know what, they don't fit in those categories at all. They've got their lifestyle. They're accepting the fact that, you know, this is what they want to do. And they take from whomever they want and believe that they deserve it somehow. And we've got to find a way to lower the boom on those people proactively. And that's the only way we're going to get around it. People that just break into a VFW post, why would you even consider the idea?
Well, it's the same thing if they break into Dandelion next door.
Yeah.
And they break into any place. I mean, they do it because I break into something like it's a business and they probably might hold me for a day or two, but I'm going to be able to sell this stuff, get my fix. And then if they catch me, it's kind of like, well, okay, but I'm not going to go to jail for a long time. They have no room for me, and I didn't do any violence toward anybody.
Yeah.
I just took some of their stuff.
And the rest of the state voted to make it a misdemeanor anyway. So,
that's right. You know what? It's you know, those are not bad things to do. I mean, and here we are, and like I said, you know, Paletti says, I need 22 more people. 22. And you're not going to get that unless some people are willing to take, you know, to either one. Really cut back on the salaries we have on people, or look at really cutting back on the services we provide, or you're going to have to get the money somehow, raise taxes. One of those three is going to happen. And with this group, I don't see them cutting back a lot on the services that we have on this, you know, from the city council.
Or the salaries.
And so you've got the Chamber of Commerce is rolling on this thing, raise the tax. But is it going to be a general tax? Then you only need 50% plus one vote.
And what guarantee do we have that it's going to get spent on the things we really want to spend on?
Because then there's going to be the second one, like they did down in Anderson, that at least, you know, 50% has to be spent on police. Well, is that what we want to do? Is we want to raise $10 million, $5 million go to the police, but where's that other $5 million go to? Right. It goes to higher salaries. That's where it goes.
And the pension underfunding that we're going to have to make up.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I mean, so it's going to be situations to maintain their lifestyle, not the lifestyle of the city in general. And that's the thing that, you know, that proactivity, and that's the problem. I mean, we've got an elected situation where, you know, these candidates are thinking about getting elected. That's what they're focused on more than they should be. And so now you've got people out there that, you know, the small minority makes a big fuss, and they bend to it.
Well, here's just – let me just run through some quick – these are just one page here on my chat room. Norway was going to ban handouts to homeless, and it got – you know, the outcry was so horrible they stopped. No worries, our unfunded liabilities will bury the city soon enough. Pensions need to go away – and these are different people. Pensions need to go away and be replaced with a 401k with a matching contribution. It's called defined contributions. Most agencies are changing to 401s. A lot has been done with negotiations over the years. This is BS. So tired of hearing some of the people who need help, they want help. BS. The people who want help are receiving services and getting it done already. So I mean, a lot of people. I mean, this is a lot of people out there. Different people. And these all were different people talking, and plus a lot more pressure on the employee to manage their own retirement money. Seems right to me. Mm-hmm. See, these are people that are out there having to take care of their own retirements and all this, and I have to worry about if they, you know, is that that they're going to get paid no matter what.
Well, I find it fascinating that we have, in this case, a community or a state that has all these issues around budgeting, but nobody wants to talk about the fact that there was once a time when the public or the private sector was the driving force behind it all. And they kind of dictated how the pensions were going and so on. Now you don't find a lot of companies that offer a pension. Why? Yeah. Because they've become too expensive.
Right.
But we still have it on the public side. We still have state employees and county employees and so on that still have these great, great, you know, programs going on, which for them, I think that's fantastic. But you know what? We just can't afford it anymore.
Yeah.
And so now we're at a point where, you know, begin to realize, you know what, for the joy of having that job and being able to have that security, you were supposed to give up some of the salary and some of the benefits that you might have, but you had that comfort that you were always going to have a job, not the risk that you take in the private sector. That's not the case anymore. So, I mean, it's really becoming a crunch.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. My guest is Vint Stevenson, who is the president of the Downtown Reading Business Association and the senior commander of the VFW in 1934. A couple other things he's got going. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Leonard has everything you could possibly want for Valentine's Day, which is coming up fast here. Great sales going on right now. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30 at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
It's time once again to celebrate the North State's logging and construction heritage today at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson with indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Hosted by the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference and sponsored in part by NorCal Kenworth, Muse Trucking, Northern Lights Energy, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy entertainment for the whole family with the Backhoe Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits, and demonstrations. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2015 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsors include Fruit Growers Supply, Humboldt Redwood, West Coast Industrial Systems, Mendocino Redwood, and Murphy Veneer.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Reading, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir! I'm pure and natural, sir!
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, or Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir!
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh.
Look at those haircuts! Holy cow.
Wow! Oh, we're talking about we can watch when we're bump music comes in. We can watch the people like dancing and singing along with this thing. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. It's 7:50 in the morning, 52 degrees out there. It's going to be rainy today. This portion of the show brought to you by Owens Pharmacy. This is probably the right time to be saying this, too, because Owens Pharmacy, if you have multiple prescriptions, or if you have somebody in your family has multiple prescriptions, and you know what a pain it is to try and get them all, you know, get them all filled and back down. Sometimes it'll take you like going down there three or four times a month to get it. Well, Owens Pharmacy has MedSync. The MedSync service at Owens Pharmacy is just practically, I mean, it's just, you know, it's totally outstanding. What they do is they sync all your medicines up, all your prescriptions up to one day. They fill them for you. So you just come down on one day to pick them up. And if you can't make it to that place, if you can't make it that day, they deliver them to you. Deliver them. They don't mail them. They deliver them to you. You can't beat that. Not only that, but your pharmacist knows what you should be taking. And for your medicine, you know, if you've got a couple of doctors giving you different prescriptions, or all of a sudden you get a prescription that's different than the one you have been taking, that pharmacist, your pharmacist, is going to look at it and say, well, this is a little bit different. This is not what I've been doing. And he's going to make some phone calls. He or she will make some phone calls. And you can't beat that. So Owens Pharmacy. And it's the best thing about Owens Pharmacy is because it is local, locally owned, locally operated right here. They've got six Owens Pharmacies in the area. Most locations are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, including the one on Court Street who does the compounds, which is really different. You know, they make them right there for you. Owens Pharmacy, I can't say enough about them. We've had them in here before. Good people. My guest is Vince Stevenson, who's president of the Downtown Reading Business Association, and we've been trying to figure out ways to make things work here. I don't understand it. You know, I have all these answers, yet nothing seems to be happening. You know, and I'm not running for office. Because, frankly, I'm a bad loser. And you know, if I lost, I have to leave town or something. Nah. But I applaud everybody that puts themselves through this. But on the other hand, you know, they showed today that a lot of where the money came from on the second part of the elections. Mm-hmm. And the unions threw in a lot of money. In 2014, $760,000 was raised.
Yep.
For city council seats. But also that issue A and B, too.
Yep.
And, you know,
mostly B.
Right. And then the city, Frank Strazzarino, the circus once formerly known as the Reading City Council has ended. I'm not too sure, Frank, that you're right about that. I'm pretty sure there's still some clowns left in the circus that are more than willing to take this. You know what? You just give them like 6 months. Let Kristen and Brent get their feet on the ground here and see what happens.
Well, Carl, before we go back to that, you made a point of, you know, there's nothing happening. One thing I will reach out to anybody who wants to listen is, you know what, there is stuff happening. And this is one of the things that we talked about after the Crime Watch meeting, is the fact that, you know what, there's a lot of things actually occurring, a lot of effort being made, but it's not being exposed. Look at, I mean, this, if it wasn't raining so hard, you would have people out there cleaning the canyon right now.
That's true. What we call Mercer Canyon
and so on. The DRBA is doing stuff. I mean, there's a number of organizations doing things, but they're not all exposed. And maybe we need to do a better job of doing that.
Well, we have been. You're right, because, you know, Missy was on 2 weeks ago. She was leaving to go help clean up along the river there. Yep. That's one of the things. And a bunch of people joined her down there. And so, you know, a big shout out to Missy for that. But you're right. There are things going on. Like, they are going after, code enforcement is going after, with the policemen going after these illegal camps. So that's happening. But what that's doing is pushing them into town. Mm-hmm. You've got the crime watch here, the Reading Crime Watch. They're pushing on it. You've got the police out there. I mean, a lot of things are happening.
Right.
But we're in this turmoil. But what we need is that overarching plan there, which I think Paletti has.
Yeah.
But unless you have more people and a place to put people, you know, here's the two things. Unless you have more cops and a place to put the bad guys.
Well, you know? and you hit on it perfectly earlier. It was, you know, we've heard these plans come out or these ideas, but not one time has anybody had any plan about our population, our incarceration population, if you will. I mean, why aren't we talking about a private prison? Why aren't we talking about some of these other things that could be potential cash cows? Because no other county's doing it. And guess what? They're going to want to rent cells from us. Why aren't we doing some things that actually push this idea forward and get us out of this spot? No, what we do is instead we talk about renting cells from other counties. Well, that's like renting a house from somebody. It pays their mortgage, and eventually they'll be better off because of it. But we're no better off. We keep paying the higher rates. I just don't get it.
And the biggest problem, too, with that is that we can take people that are already convicted and send them out to some place. The problem is those 200 or 300 or 400 that we arrest and have to turn loose because they're not serious enough to be held. Mm-hmm. That we need a place to hold them after we arrest them until they go to court.
Right.
You know, and say, okay, we're going to hold you here until your bail is $100,000. Boom. And he's not going to be able to, he or she are not going to be able to pay that. So, okay, let's put him over here in our holding facility until we can get him to court. And you do that, and you've solved your problems. And they're housed, they're clean, they get fed. So you say to yourself, how do you do that, though? I mean, it's going to cost millions of dollars. No, it won't cost millions of dollars. You can put a temporary holding facility up.
Mm-hmm.
Based on a forward operating base that the Marine Corps or Army has, as we know about, with our prefab places to hold them, and it'd take 50 acres and plot them down right there. It's all temporary, and you can do that. Run in the hoses, run in the sewers, and the whole thing. You can do that. And how, you know, and yet when this is brought up to the Board of Supervisors over there, well, it'd be too expensive to maintain it. Why? How expensive is it now?
Nobody wants to come out of their comfort zone. And you know what? When Sheriff Joe down in Arizona started his thing, I'm sure it looked like it was radical and it was outside. And you know what? There's a lot of people that say in California that can never happen. Maybe we don't do that. Maybe we just start thinking about outside-the-box thinking, like talking about not allowing people to lay down on the sidewalk. Whoa, that's radical. Do some things that just push people to the end to say, you know what, we're no longer going to accept this. This is no longer a situation.
This is no longer. Yeah, it isn't.
And okay. I just don't get that. I mean, this going back to the funding thing, though, the fact that campaign funding is what it is, there was a Senate race back in Virginia. $100 million was spent on the Senate race. I'm amazed by this. And nobody wants to look at it. Nobody wants to talk about it. This is a situation where the last time somebody handed me, you know, $50,000 or in this case $6,000, some of these mm-hmm. contributions, and didn't expect anything in return, I can't remember the last time somebody did that. You know, here's $6,000, Vent. Just, you know, go ahead and do your thing, and we hope you'll make the right decision. Well, you know what? They've got an expectation attached to that. And so, you know what, I just don't understand when it comes to campaign financing how we're not addressing this. But you know what? It's good for both parties, so they don't want to address it. They just want to keep it going. So, hey, we're stuck with it.
Okay, I've got a minute and a half left, maybe a minute. Brian Williams in his memory of being hit when a – I don't know if you've been following this.
No.
Okay. 12 years ago when he was going into the – when they were fighting in Iraq, that the – helicopter in front of him got hit by an RPG, but they all had, they all sat down. Somehow it's morphed over the years that the one he was on got hit by the RPG.
And then
when you said this the other day, like last week, it starts coming out. You know, people are going, the guys on the flight with him were going, that's not what happened, Brian.
Yeah.
And so he since apologized, said somehow over the 12 years I've got it mixed up, you know, blah, blah, blah. I just.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder how that happened.
Yeah, Brian. Anyway. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Oh, well.
Well, I mean, we're at this point. I mean, what, veterans as a whole, let's figure out a way to help. And if there's anything you want to do for the VFW to help out, we would definitely like to help. We're doing a lot of manual labor right now to clean up. So.
Okay. My guest has been Vince Stevenson. When I come back, Congressman Doug Lamoff will be our guest. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Five babies who attend the same kinder care school in suburban Chicago have been infected with measles. CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden says parents need to get past their fears of vaccination.
I get my kids vaccinated, and you should too, not just for your kids' sake, but also for the sake of the people in your community who can't get vaccinated, the most vulnerable.
Very young children cannot get vaccinated. Federal health officials say there have been at least 102 other measles cases this year, more than 90 related to an outbreak that started at Disneyland in California. Hiring was at a brisk pace in January. Mesirow Financial Chief Economist Diane Swonk says it was a good month for the business sector.
Instead of temporary staff being picked up, we're seeing full-time jobs in accounting, engineering, architects, technical consultants. These areas we had really been missing earlier in the recovery, and those are helping to get some millennials out of the household.
Unemployment edged up to 5.7%. A series of storms delivering some rain to Northern California. National Weather Service forecaster Patrick Burke.
You have several burn scar areas and places where debris flows can happen, mudslides, that sort of thing. In addition to the heavy rain, there's also going to be strong wind with this system.
Forecasters say that the area should get about 13 inches of rain. NBC News anchor Brian Williams' helicopter may not have taken fire, but his credibility has after admitting he falsely claimed to have been in a helicopter hit by a grenade during the Iraq War. New Yorker Ben Katzman says it's disappointing.
To make something like that up in a situation where there's war, if he's already over there, I don't know, that's brave enough, you know, having to make up a story that you're in a helicopter that was shot down. It seems pointless.
Now subject to online ridicule, Photoshop pictures showing Williams reporting from the moon or riding shotgun with O.J. Simpson in his famous white Ford Bronco. This is SRN News.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Senators are asking questions about the administration's plans to close the Guantanamo Bay detention facility in Cuba.
Brian McEwen with the Defense Department says the position of the administration on closing the prison is clear.
The president and the national security experts of this administration believe it should be closed, as do the senior military leaders and civilian leadership of the Department of Defense.
In testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee, McEwen said that Gitmo remains a symbol for terrorists and has been an effective recruiting tool used in terrorist propaganda. Many former prisoners at Gitmo were transferred to other countries, some of whom have returned to the battlefield.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon. A Missouri boy's mother, grandmother, and aunt face charges authorities say they staged his kidnapping to teach him a lesson about not trusting strangers. The sheriff's office says the three wanted to scare the six-year-old because he was too nice, so they enlisted help from the aunt's co-worker who lured the child into his pickup. Deputies say he tied up the boy before returning him home. This is SRN News. A school bus driver in Texas gets the axe for selling prescription drugs.
The South San Antonio Independent School District has declined to name the employee fired for acquiring medication from Mexico, including penicillin, painkillers, and diabetes medication, and selling it to other employees. Nine current employees and several former employees were involved in the drug purchases. Besides the fired bus driver, some had their pay suspended for 1 to 3 days, and some even demoted. Val Dior, SRN News.
Robert Sumwalt at the NTSB says they're still trying to learn how a woman got her SUV stuck on the tracks outside of New York this week.
We have a mosaic, and we're going to take different pieces of information, pull it all together, and then paint a picture of what's happened. And we're just collecting each of those pieces right now.
Six people were killed when a train struck that SUV, including the woman herself and five on the train. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Good morning. It's Friday, 8:05 in the morning here on the 6th of February. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 52 degrees out there. Looks like it's going to be raining all day today and into tomorrow, this weekend. Today we're expecting up to 1 to 2 inches of rain as possible, which is great because we need the extra rain, and of course, in the lakes, in the mountains. Hopefully it would be that it's going to come down low enough, or at least we get enough snow up there to help also in the snowpacks. Weather's brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. They have senior and veterans discounts. We're waiting for Congressman LaMalfa to get a hold of us here, but so we'll just continue on. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and his people have been doing a great job in servicing all makes and models of heating and cooling systems for over 20 years here in the North State. If you have an emergency, Martin will be out there with his gang of great workers. Very professional group. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day to help you. If you need those, and you need things checked, you want to make sure those heating systems, those cooling systems are working in between. Well, Martin in Alliance Heating and Air is who you call at 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. You know, I use them. Linda and I, and we've been nothing but happy with Alliance Heating and Air. You know, while we're waiting for the congressman to get a hold of us here. A couple other things. We were talking about, you know, Brian Williams in the war that he said last week he'd been aboard a helo that had been hit by an RPG. Of course, he hadn't been, and veterans and witnesses came forward to say that wasn't true. And over the years, his story has changed from the time that the helicopter in front had been hit by an RPG. And to the fact that, and it kind of morphed over the years. So it's, but this last time, the people that were on board, including one of the pilots, said, no, that's not what happened. So now, does this kind of thing, what is this? I've still got Vince Stevenson sitting here, just wanted to listen to what's going on. Vince, you're a veteran. The Marine Corps. When you hear something like this, and Brian Williams saying that he said somehow over the years that he managed to combine things that happened into this. What do you think about
it? You know,
I almost hesitate to ask you, but you know, because you know, this is not the only time. There have been other actors that have come out and said that they've been, you know, they claim things like Brian Dennehy, you know, who I think is, you know, he's that big, you know, mm-hmm. burly actor and was a Marine, claimed he had a Purple Heart. you know, for years until somebody checked on it and said, you don't have a Purple Heart. And he had to come out and apologize to everybody. No, you know, I, in fact, he wasn't even in combat. But he had been in the Marines and right. been major sergeant or something like that. But it's usually you don't see them in the out in front of the people, you know, especially when you're, you know, Brian Williams is, you know, quote, one of the most trusted anchormen right. out there. To have this happen, I mean, what do you think?
You know, it's kind of fascinating to me because, I mean, it's one of those things where we're supposed to be, you know, holding veterans as a whole and within our community is, you know, one of the more, I wouldn't say beloved, but honored groups because of their commitment, because of their service. And for a person like that to try to take credit, to try to, you know, reach out that way and try to you know, proclaim themselves to have involved themselves in that or, you know, experienced that, it's sad. I mean, it's, you know, and the fact that a network wouldn't lower the boom on them and, you know, drop it. I mean, we have federal crimes for, you know, wearing ribbons and decorations that aren't yours, that, you know, you're trying to do that. You hear stories constantly in airports and so on where people are walking through the airport trying to proclaim that they're Green Berets or they're SEALs or who knows what. But for Brian Williams, a person who, you know, he's got a life. He's got wonderful things going on in his life. He's obviously, you know, or was well-respected. And for him to attempt to try to add another, you know, something, experience, it's amazing to me.
Well, you know, it's, you know, and I see that. And it's like, if it's not like Joe Schmo
yeah.
that's walking around saying, I mean, sometimes you see him. I mean, this one guy got caught. He's walking across the street in his dress blues. He's got the Medal of Honor. He has, you know, Navy Cross and some other stuff. And the person walking across the street looking at him is a combat veteran. And he's looking at him and he's thinking, there's something wrong here. Something wrong here. And it turns out it was wrong. The guy was just, you know, just all dressed up with no place to go, I guess. Anyway.
I'm curious to find out where he got his Medal of Honor. That's
well, you know, the ribbon. Well, you can buy the ribbon.
Oh, is that right?
You can buy the ribbon. Right. Yeah, the ribbons are for sale anywhere.
Never even considered the idea. So,
yeah, I know. That's what I mean. Yeah, okay. Hey, look, on the phone is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman.
Morning. How are you doing?
I'm great, Congressman. Well, really, I've got the flu. But besides that, I mean, it's not.
You don't quite sound like yourself.
Let me cough a little bit here. I will. Oh, good morning. Thanks for joining us, of course. Congressman, how is it now here in February when you all have the you all are carrying the big stick?
One more time, February, what's that?
Okay, you're here. It's in February. The Republicans have taken over everything. How does it feel to be carrying the big stick?
Well, it's still a limited stick here. Okay. We still have a pretty uncooperative White House on the types of priorities we have. The Senate still requires a process where 60 votes are needed to move things in certain ways. So, you know, there's the checks and balances are still plenty checked. So, but that said, it does shift the agenda from one where putting the ideas, putting the bills, putting the priorities out there more in front of the American people. The House has been able to do that the last couple of years with the majority. Now the Senate can start doing that as well. We've seen with Mitch McConnell has been able with a set of rules that actually are more favorable to a discourse, to a discussion, that, you know, either side can offer amendments to legislation. I saw that on the Keystone Pipeline. More amendments were voted on that one bill, Democrat amendments, Republican amendments to the bill, than was done in an entire year as allowed by Harry Reid. So it's a more open and, you know, give-and-take discussion in the Senate, I think, as the founders and I think as the American public would expect. So in that sense, it's a better process is important. And if you don't have process around here, then there's really not good accountability for what your legislative process is supposed to be instead of it being all balled up as what we've seen. So it has made a difference, but, you know, it's incremental. It's not... maybe not a giant leap for mankind, but it's a step forward. And this is what we'll be demonstrating this year and through this two-year session, and I think it'll be the platform to show that maybe some help from the White House would make things go even farther and better to recover our economy and do the types of things that have once made us strong.
Okay, sir. I tell you what, let us take a quick break here, and we'll be right back. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and we're going to come back and talk about the budget that the president has just foisted on the country and get the congressman's comments on that. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
It's that time of year again for the 33rd Annual Reading Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Redding, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagles Landing at 222-8556, and all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
For over 38 years, Kent's Meats and Groceries have proudly served their loyal customers, providing USDA choice meats, including organic and nitrate-free products, Prairie Ranch natural premium beef, ham, bacon, sausage, smoked and processed in their own facility, fresh quality locally grown organic produce, and so much more. This week's Kent specials include Folgers Coffee, $8.98, Kent's Bumbling Bugler, 750 milliliter red blend wine, $14.98, Lean Pork Shoulder Roast, $1.48 per pound, Lean Old Fashioned Flavor Corned Beef and Summer Sausage, $6.98 per pound. In Kent's Produce Department, you'll find tender asparagus, $2.48 per pound, 98 cents per pound navel oranges, and first of the season white corn. Kent's is the home of Cappy's Deli for party trays, salads, side dishes, sandwiches, and special orders to round out any meal, including this week's special, authentic Italian flavor rigatoni. Check out their cheese case featuring over 30 choices of the finest premium natural organic cheeses from the Loletta Cheese Factory. Kent's Meats and Grocery at Cappy's Deli. Open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. 1 mile south of the Reading Airport next to Windsor Gardens Nursery on Airport Road.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Good morning, my friends. It is 8:18 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know, if you're looking for a firearm dealer and you're looking for a long gun or a pistol, go to Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Give him a call at 222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for being with us every month like this, Congressman, so we can kind of hear what's going on and get it right from the, as we say, the horse's mouth.
Well, certainly, the horse. It's refreshing to hear your ads here because you've advertised a gun show with a dealer on there during this commercial break here. And in Washington, D.C., or like in Chicago, you don't hear that same kind of freedom in those places. So it's really refreshing to be in touch with home again. So anyway.
Well, you know what? You know, we're Northern California. I'm thinking about writing to all these big gun dealers and say, guys, you all, these guys ought to be coming into me. You know, we're the ones fighting this fight out here, you know, and you're picking your, you know, you guys are, you know, all over, but we're the ones fighting a fight here in California.
Fort Redding.
Yeah, Fort Redding. Vince Stevenson is with me too. He's just listening. But Vince Stevenson is head of our Downtown Redding Business Association, Doug. And he's also a veteran. He's a senior commander of the VFW.
Head of CVAC.
And heads up CVAC here, the Shasta County Veterans Affiliation Council. So he was in here at 7:30, so he's just kind of listening in here, too.
Well, we appreciate his work because we got to do a lot better and honor our veterans and for the sacrifice they made and what we asked them to do and what has been promised to them as well. So I appreciate his work.
Well, let me quickly transition because I do want to get into the budget. But there was just a bill passed unanimously from the House and from the Senate to help veterans with that are suffering from post-traumatic stress or to help our veterans. We're losing 22 veterans a day to suicide.
Heading off to suicide, yes.
Right.
Because when they come back or when they, you know, enter the system on the VA benefits side and they feel like they have certain things that have been promised to them and that they need, and then they run into a brick wall of having to wait months and months to have a claim, their status processed, or even, you know, maybe it's denied, so they send it back to the review committee back in Washington. It may takes up to 3 years. So there's hearings underway here. I'd hope to participate in one, but conflicting hearings. Anyway, just the other day on how those benefits, those claims are being processed, and how hopeless does it feel for a vet who has hardly anything, maybe he doesn't have family, and is basically living on hardly anything or homeless, you can start to see how the suicide is maybe seen by some in a desperate situation. And we don't want that. We don't want that as an option for them. And they're, well, you know. And so I'm really glad that we were able to take the action, both houses for a change, and move that. And that's an incremental step. There's a lot more still needs to be done. We need to, EPA needs to be much more held into account for what they're doing. I think they're still doing a lot of statistics manipulating on saying, oh, we got all these claims filed. Yes, well, if you're just either denying them or giving a claim at 0% and then kicking it forward to the appeals board where it's buried for 3 years, I guess it's off your plate and you check that box, the veteran's still not being served.
So. Yeah, action passed is action taken is not the answer. Because they kick it forward with nothing on there. I mean, it's pathetic. And you look at the salaries and you look at bonuses and which at least, you know, on the most, you know, egregious ones, they've been taken care of. But I'm sure there's, you know, others out there that are, just as bad. Congressman on the,
well, it shows how entrenched the bureaucracy is.
Yeah.
Because my colleagues that are fighting for this, they can delay us and stall us and say, we'll outlast you. You'll lose an election someday. You'll retire. You'll, you know, whatever. So we need to have term limits, not maybe as much on the legislators as we need on the bureaucracies. You know, 10
yes.
years, you're out, man. So.
Yes.
Oh, no, you know, you're absolutely right, and I'll tell you why, Congressman, because we've seen this before. It's the I'll be there after you're gone syndrome.
Absolutely.
You know, and they're entrenched in there, and they just hunker down in some of these cases.
It does work top-down, too. Now, if you have an administration, it starts with the governor at the state level or a president at the federal level, who is passionate about this and says, we are going to make this work. And so his lieutenants in his cabinet and those immediately below, the people he appoints, if they have the walking orders, the marching orders to say, look, we are going to ultimately make this accountable, and anybody who's not part of that is not on the team, they're out. And they need to have that strong attitude because it's going to take a lot of correction, a lot of medicine, I guess, to really turn this attitude of bureaucracy around. It's going to take some pretty shocking discipline to do that, but that's what we need.
I think so. You're going to have them just be relieving people and cleaning out whole areas there and taking other people and say, these are what I'm holding you responsible for, and then you hold them responsible for it. You know, something like you do in private business. Oh, my gosh, imagine that.
Yeah.
Hey,
Well, ultimately, yeah, your bottom line in private business, you're going to have a bank or somebody holding you accountable.
Somebody holds me accountable. Yeah.
So, yeah. So anyway, on budget here,
yes.
Yeah, we saw the announcement here, and there's on a subtext, there was some good items. But in the big picture, I mean, the big picture is that the choking national debt, $18.1 trillion right now, and it's a function of a budget not balancing. And so that national debt number will keep going up until we can balance the budget in this place. And so, you know, our one of our immediate goals on the fiscal side, we have to be a jack of all trades on so many things that we're doing, but is keep working the budget process towards balance. And the president's budget doesn't even pretend to ever plan to try to balance and not have that national debt number keep going up. And this is just borrowed time from the next generations and leaving them with the tab. And it's wrong, it's criminal, and so, you know, that's hard decisions we have to make on getting a budget done. You know, there was some consternation over the budget we did last year that Paul Ryan and Patty Murray came together on that, and there were some pieces in there that we didn't like that the Dems wanted put in there in the compromise that wasn't great on veterans. So we worked to reverse that, and we need that outcry from the public to put the pressure on this whole place and saying, look, these were unacceptable pieces. Now, what we gained was process so that instead of continuing resolutions, which is basically almost rubber stamp the previous budget that was basically set up in the Pelosi era, to one that has our stamp on it by having a real appropriation process to put the meat on the bones of the budget that has been passed. So it's a lot of technical stuff, but process is really important if we're going to have the accountability and the way to have these budget committee discussions, these appropriation committee discussions in public, on C-SPAN, in front of the people, and make Eric Holder, make these department heads come in and justify their budget in front of the elected people that are put there by the people.
Well, I think that any time that happens, it's got to help. The part that really bothered me was that when they throw this $4 trillion budget in, and with it knowing that $500 billion is for the deficit, and it just is like, oh, so what?
Well, Carl,
it
would be worse definite if not for the new taxes that were inserted in there,
well,
too.
Right. And that's saying that that's counting if the new taxes even go through. But I think some of those are dead.
There's no chance, okay?
Okay.
I mean, does he really think that the mandate after this House and this U.S. Senate was put in place, we'll just sign right on to those new taxes there, that the ones that chill or crush new jobs, that take more away from the people that have already earned that, you know, they got their own lives, they got their own priorities, saving for their kids' college, making their car payments, their house payments, catching up on some things after this tough economy. You know, maybe a lot of people need to replace their old car. Or whatever it is, you know, house repairs in a small business, people defer some of the stuff they should be doing. And so let's, you know, because we have maybe a little bit of a bubble right now or a little positive thing happening with fuel prices having gone down, due to federal policy doing that. It's all been private sector. You know, people are seeing like, hey, we're getting a little relief at the gas pump at least. Well, what do they want to do? The state of California slaps a cap and trade tax on top of it. The federal government is thinking of ideas to tax fuel more or come up with, devise other plans to add to the taxes. You know, people finally get a break and they think, wow, this is our window to raise more. So the it's pretty discouraging. And we saw, you know, again, some sub items in the president's budget on defense, on continuing some of the equipment that we need here, but it hasn't slowed down the downsizing of the personnel in military, and we can't be doing that. We're way too much, obviously, unrest around the world for us to think that a smaller military is going to put us in a position of strength where we don't have to use the military, where nobody's going to call our bluff on it. You know, we can't bluff. So we have to be as strong. We have to be thinking like Ronald Reagan back in those days, because we've let some things go over time. And a position of strength, the presence that you have, you know, would Putin be doing nearly as much as he did if the United States was projecting more strongly around the world? Because that puts a pressure on Eastern Europe. Western Europe. With they're wondering if they have to play ball with Russia in order to continue to get their natural gas deliveries that they rely upon, just to keep going. And so Russia has that leverage on them. It's a pretty desperate foreign policy mess that we're in here because of lack of leadership.
I think it's the our foreign policy is almost non-existent. Vint Stevenson, Vint, you got a question here?
Yeah, Congressman, this is probably a little bit off, but I mean the simple fact is you have the feeling as to what your fellow congressmen and so on are feeling at the moment. Now, I'm a financial planner, that's my main job, and so I've dealt with people with their budgets and at that point of capitulation where they just basically give up. Is Congress at that point when it comes to our debt? I mean, it kind of feels like, we just keep adding to it and we're not really taking any steps. Are we basically at that point where we're just going to say, just keep doing it and we'll issue $1 trillion coin at some point? I mean, what do we do?
We haven't given up at all, but the results don't move fast enough for those of us that are with life normally, too. So, but in the fact that just in... 08, 09, the national debt was being added to over $1 trillion per year.
Yep.
In the budget. We've narrowed that number to something less than $800 million to $700 million. This year's budget shows $500 million, which is a smaller, it is a ramp down in the size, but it also, as we mentioned, counts on new tax increases. Well, where's the discipline on the federal spending side, not on the spending of the people's money on it? So that's the discipline we're fighting for, and it's hard because the left puts up all sorts of straw men on it and floor speeches that are completely disingenuous about what it is Republicans are trying to do, conservatives or fiscal hawks are trying to do. So we have to fight through that. So we haven't given up by any fashion because,
good to hear.
As far as the sight can see, The president really has no plan, and we flat out asked him in a letter last year, just tell us. We're not going to tell you how to do it, but just tell us what is your eventual plan to balance the budget, because we're looking numbers like $28 trillion 10 years out from now. So we don't give that up at all because it has to be done right. You can't keep mounting up this debt. And we're a very strong country, but we will reach the stage of the country of Greece someday. And when the United States is doing that hurts not only all of us, but it has an effect on the whole world and sucking the whole world into that vortex. Yeah. And things get really, really bad when the whole world is that desperate and wars start and terrorism gets a greater hold. So, there's no upside to not continuing the battle here on that debt.
Okay, our guest is Congressman Doug Lamoff. We're going to take a quick break here, and Congressman.
I'm going to have to.
Oh, you're going
to run for this break. Yep.
Okay. Well, can I ask you one quick more question? Then is
certainly
our middle. This thing going on in the Middle East. This is just. Have we lost complete control there? Are we? You've got. With the with what's happened with ISIS. They're controlling parts of Iraq. What's going on in Syria? I mean, this is just has United States kind of. Are we just backed off this completely?
What do you think of the executive branch? We have Susan Rice coming out to say, oh, we're going to do this or do that. King Abdullah, he was going to be here for the National Prayer Breakfast, which is, a pretty important international event here.
Mm-hmm.
And because of this thing that ISIS did to their jet pilot here,
Burning.
He got on the plane and went back home,
nice.
And he took action.
Yeah.
He took strong, swift action, the type that we need to show as our resolve as a country, as an international force over there as well. So, just make it, it's like the old Pram filter nut. You can either pay me now or pay me later. This can unravel even more, and we may be left with no choice but to have perhaps a full-fledged war of some type because we've let it unravel where we could do some limited things now. Nobody wants that. I'm not advocating for that, but if we're dictated by circumstances that there's just really no other way to do it, the unraveling that's happening right now is going to
Get worse.
Less and less percentage of not having that option. So
yeah.
That's what we got to do.
Okay. Hey, Congressman, I know that you're busy back there, and I really appreciate the fact you take time every month here to give us a call. And just keep up the good fight.
Thank you, and thank you for doing what you do here and for getting the word out, an honest word on it. I see Brian Williams has a little trouble with honesty on NBC there.
Yeah, we talked about Brian this morning. We talked about Brian this morning.
So, you got to trust the people that are telling you from the heart and from that are standing right in front of you doing it, because that's the closest contact you can have. So it's really tough, but we will battle through it. So thank you for having me on.
You bet. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Prepare for the coming summer with our winter special now through March at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue and save 50% on all sunglass frames. At Sight for Sore Eyes, we provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call for an appointment today.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday. Good morning, my friend. February the 6th. 52 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Plus the fact it's the best place in, you know, best place ever. I don't care where you're at. Ever. To get a haircut. DC Tim and the Man in Black are in there. And who knows? They may even have somebody else down there that gets so busy. But you can't beat getting a haircut down there. You're going to have a, you know what? You know, men, boys, you know, girls, you want to get your haircut like mine, head on down there. They'll do a good job. It's on Cypress Square off Athens Avenue, right there across from the subway. Okay, Congressman Lamoff was just on. Vince Stevenson is still here with me. And Vint is the heads up the Downtown Reading Business Association, but also he's a senior commander over at the VFW 1934, which was broken into the other day, and we discussed that a little bit. The thing with, you know, that was a good question you asked. Are we just giving up on this deficit? And Congressman Lamoff says, no, we haven't, but it's, you know, and you can take bites at it. But even in this budget he gave, that Obama gave, it was going to be $500 billion that was going to be added on to the deficit. That's if all the taxes he had put in that budget were actually going to be passed. And you know they're not, because he's got ones in there. I'm just going to kill people. And, I mean, you're double taxing people, triple taxing people. And then, you know, so, you know, at some point, so it's dead on arrival. And everybody knows that. But this deficit, you know, people go, well, you know, it's because of what Bush did. Well, no, not really. It's because we haven't done anything else since then except spend money, more money, more money. That our president has added more to the deficit than any president before him. Well, combined.
And that's the plan, Carl. I mean, the whole way that they wrote it was, all right, they know that the – you know, House and Senate, now controlled by the Republican Party, is not going to approve those. They're not going to push them through. So then as the debt rises more than the $500 billion, mm-hmm. they're going to be able to – the Democrat will then look at the Republicans and say it's their fault because we gave them a bill that only had $500 billion worth of deficit to add.
$500 billion. When you think about that, $500 billion, which is almost a trillion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't
halfway
know.
There.
Halfway there. So anyway, but that's, you know, and at some point, even that, and Lamont was right, at some point it becomes too much. It's where we're facing right now in our city. Our city could, I think, could be at a tipping point. We've got all these unfunded liabilities. If we lose this pilot lawsuit, which people – I hope people realize how big this is, because if this lawsuit, which has been, you know, which – right now, the city's losing. It means is that $20 million that's been in there has to go back into REU or back to the ratepayers. But then that $6 million a year that comes in from REU to the general fund, it's gone. If it's gone, what a huge impact that has. And then the IRS investigation about the buying of natural gas and selling it. I mean, this could be something else that's worth a couple hundred million.
There's a twist to this, Carl, that I'm really fascinated with. Basically, the city is using our tax dollars to pay the attorney and so on to go to the state Supreme Court and fight the citizens of Reading. I'm really fascinated by this whole idea. I mean, at some point, I would think that they would look at this and say, I get it that it has other last ramifications outside of Reading because there's other cities.
Oh, there's other
cities.
No, although this, because this is a precedent setter.
Yeah. Yeah. But quite frankly, to me, they should be using maybe their monies because they're going to lose more than we will. To fight this thing. I mean, because this is a situation where the appellate court, they did their thing and they give their ruling, and granted it was a 2-1 vote, and granted there was, you know, certain circumstances within their ruling that, you know, are up for
sure.
Question. But the simple fact is, you know what, what's so wrong with giving this money back to the people? I mean, there's a better way to go about it. There's more, you know, situations that we need to deal with. But, I mean, you've touched on it many times, and I know I've talked to Brent Weaver, and he's touched on it. The trust is gone, all right? It's not wavering.
Brent said that 2 or 3 times the other day.
I heard it.
During the meeting. And then he votes against the EUC, which was, you know, frankly, I kind of thought he was wavering a little bit there. But anyway, but you're right. It's a lot of it just, you know, is about trust.
Yep.
And when people see things happening like, well, the EUC, maybe they don't think it's a big thing. A lot of people did. And they said, well, it's an oversight committee in this commission. And that was voted away. And then little things like changing the public comment to the rear. And he didn't really answer the question. I said, well, why would you punish – you have 4 kids. Would you punish all of them because one of them acted up?
Right.
No. But they don't look at it like that. Okay, that's fine. We elected them. It's a republic, you know. That's
right.
What we elected them to do, is make those decisions. But the question is that the when you get things like this with this pilot program, that was before CAD and Schrader and Weaver were on.
Yep.
Missy and Francie were on, and they agreed with it on the because they trusted the staff and Duvernay.
Yep.
Saying that this was the right thing to do. Now Duvernay has shown that he's been wrong many times in public. It doesn't mean he hasn't been right a lot.
Right.
I'm sure he has been. But that was, you know, and they were warned by Walt McNeil not once but several times during that time period under Prop 26, you can't do this anymore. Well, chickens are coming home to roost on that one.
Right.
And but right now I think they've got to ride this one to the – they've got to ride this one to as far as they can.
Well, and I think they need to embrace, Carl, a new reality, and that reality is you've got to do things not because you think you can get away with it or because it's going to be cost effective for you down the road after the lawsuits and so on. You've got to do things, as in this case our city council, that are above reproach. You've got to do things because of the honorable thing to do, the right thing to do. You've got to take away all the ability to question. And I know that's impossible in some cases, but we're at that point where because that trust is gone, because we no longer have that ability to have the benefit of the doubt, what you say has got to be 100%. And you better have thought through it, and you better have put it into a position to where, you know what, you can be challenged and you can feel comfortable. And they no longer have that. And so now when a person gets up there and talks about what they're going to do, nobody says, oh, okay, that's great. They say, you know what, more talk. And so they don't believe it. They don't think that anything's going to come of this. And so that trust thing has to be something where they lock into it and realize, you know what, our world's changed, and now we have to change with it. So... well, we'll see.
Yeah, things need to change, that's for sure. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. I'm sitting here with Vince Stevenson, president of the Downtown Reading Business Association, and we're talking about – we had Congressman LaMalfa on, and we were talking about the budget and talking about things now. Right now, local politics. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Does what no other windshield repair business can do. Offer a full guarantee. That's right, from chips to cracks well over 24 inches in length. Jeff Wurst, and it's a veteran-owned business, is he will – you know what I like about Jeff is total integrity there, and he'll come up and he'll tell you if he can fix it or not. Or he'll say, yeah, I can fix this, like he did Linda when her Jeep windshield cracked. Was, yeah, I can fix that, but you're not going to like it because it's going to be right through your vision. He says you won't be able to see it from the outside, but you'll see it from the inside, and it's going to bother you. And so, you know, we just had the whole thing replaced, but I took it to him first, and – Jeff has got the integrity to say, yeah, you know what? I can fix it, but you're not going to like it. Right. And that's nothing better than that. How do you get a hold of Jeff? 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Reading. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
It's time once again to celebrate the North State's logging and construction heritage today at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson with indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Hosted by the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference and sponsored in part by NorCal Kenworth and Wind River Resort and Casino. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy entertainment for the whole family with the Backhoe Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits and demonstrations. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2015 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsors include Roseburg Forest Products, Bravo Bank, California Forestry Association, Wheeler Brader Energy, Les Schwab Tires, and Trinity River Lumber.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS, and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. I mean, I can't. Just my wife. I am so proud of her. Good morning, by the way. It is 8:48 in the morning, 52 degrees. We're going to have rain today. It's going to be a lot of rain today and tomorrow. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Discounts for veterans and seniors out there. Linda went down and helped her parents move. And this, and you can just imagine. I mean, they're moving from one house to another. It was only like 3 miles away. But, you know, the Packers are there. And she's down there from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and got back yesterday. She comes rolling home, comes through the door all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And there I am laying there gasping. She looks at me, and she goes, "I'm not going to hug you. I'm singing next Saturday." And I just know you're contagious because – down at Wind River at Elements Lounge, Linda's got her on Valentine's Day. She's got the big Romance on the River, big thing going. So then she takes me, drags me down to the doctor, who then said, "Oh yeah, you're sick," and gives me all these antibiotics and all this. And then she takes care of everything else around the house. And then last night, it must be mating season or something, because the cats are out there fighting. We don't own a cat, and if I could find my rifle, because I have the subsonic 22 rounds, I could fix all that. And but I'm not sure, because our next-door neighbor, who we really like a lot, has a cat, and I wouldn't shoot their cat. But would I shoot the other cats? Give me a chance. And no, I'm just kidding.
Is that PETA calling right now?
Yeah, that's PETA on the other line. No, I'm just kidding. It's just – but and so she's so she's up at 3 o'clock in the morning trying to – because the dog's barking because there's cats out fighting in our backyard. And I'm just, of course, I'm just sleeping through all this in a comatose state. And then so this morning she's up, just stay there, Linda. Just stay there for a while, honey. Just lay there. Let me go on. So shout out to my love. Okay, I'm here with Vince Stevenson, and we've got Terry. Terry, you're back again. Yes,
I am.
You get another.
Mr. Stevenson, you have been a fabulous, fabulous guest.
Vince is
really
Vince,
good.
Vince,
thanks,
a no nonsense kind of guy.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful. You articulated, and I'm not trying to be condescending. You just were great. I really enjoyed you this morning. Maybe you could come on the radio a little more and share some of your views. Thank you for your service, but your views are absolutely spot on.
I got Carl telling me no. He said, forget it.
Yeah, I let him come on every so often. He pays me money or something.
What did you like, Terry? What were the things that hit you?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, really and truly, you've got to take the excuses away from the council members. I mean, two of them were on the council. This unfunded liability thing is crazy. You're absolutely right about the lawsuit. By the way, it's $32 million they may have to pay back. That's reality. And I think that you brought a fresh taste of reality. And Carl, you were great too. And honestly and truly, the congressman's great. I voted for him. I think he's fine. Everything, but he's going to vote to raise the debt limit because that's what's going to happen. They will not. They're afraid that the government might get shut down. And I bet anybody a steak dinner on that.
Yeah.
We really have to start taking back our community. And I think guys like you that voice their opinion, that have the respect of the community. It's wonderful to hear that and the way you articulated it. I think that every single thing you talked about was spot on, and you weren't afraid.
Well,
you were basically laying it out. I mean, this is just the way it is. I mean, accept reality. This is not Shangri-La.
Yeah, yeah. And Terry, I'm going to actually give a shout out to you because I think you just hit it. You mentioned local, the fact that we've got to take care of our own community. That's the situation that I think we're in. One of the things I'm going to talk to couple of the councilmen here pretty soon, actually one here in about a couple hours. And one of the things I'm going to be asking for is local preference, asking them to, when it comes to, anything that the city is doing or anything we're doing here locally, that local businesses get some level of preference on that. We need to start kind of creating our own solutions within. We need to come up with some best practices from other communities that are doing it. And quite frankly, we don't have time to sit back and wait. So we need to move forward. And I appreciate the fact that you mentioned that, Terry.
Well, thank you very much, guys.
All right, Terry, thanks a lot. Have a nice weekend, buddy. It's not only local preferences, but there's some little rules. The military community, veteran community came together because RU had turned off the electricity to a disabled Purple Heart recipient veteran and his wife and two kids on a Friday. It's never on a Monday.
Yeah.
So, it's on a Friday. and the veterans community came together to pay, you know, and paid. And it wasn't so much that you couldn't pay to have it turned back on. You couldn't pay all the, you know, the expenses to get it back on, you know, so much in advance and all this. And when I asked Barry Tippin about it, and Barry says, well, that's the city council's decision. We only do what they say. Well, anyway.
Last time I looked, REU belonged to Reading, didn't it?
Yeah.
I
mean, but it's the city council's decision.
Yeah.
So I think that's something we need to talk to the city council about. Is this something that we want to do, is turn off the electricity to a veteran, you know, a wounded veteran? And, I mean, really, do we want to do that? I mean,
We need that money for the pilot payments? Well, don't we need that? I mean, we need that $6 million.
What about that and those late payments that goes right into the general fund, too?
Yeah.
I mean, couldn't we use part of that to take care of those wounded veterans that have their power taken off?
Well, now you're talking about separating some of these transient groups and homeless groups, and we're going to get a lot of pushback on that. But, I mean, quite frankly, that's in order to get solutions for that, that's what we're going to have to do.
You know, it's time for some tough decisions, and we've elected Brent and Kristen and Francie and Missy and Gary. It's time to make some tough decisions here. And, you know, where Frank Strazzarino says, well, it's no longer the circus there. And you know what? Okay, it's no longer a circus down there. Then let's see something like a well-oiled machine of handling these things. Start up with the ordinances about no sleeping or lying on sidewalks,
mm-hmm.
No collecting money from the from a median,
right.
You know, like this. And you know, they say, "Well, gosh, you know, what about the police?" You know, guess what? The police can, you know, okay, they don't, do, or you know, when they're firemen, they're trying to raise money.
Yep.
Fine, let them stand on a different corner or have them do it a different way, get in front of stores like that. You know, and you mean, if they say, "Well, you know," then you can't keep them from panhandling in front of stores. Well, yeah, you can. You can say if you're with an organization, except for those organizations who have taken out a permit
right.
to do this. You can permit the Salvation Army to go out there.
If you want to put a headwind against some of these, you could.
You could do it. You can just say you can't panhandle unless you have a permit to panhandle.
Well, and it's not fair to say the circus is over. If the circus truly is still playing music. I mean, the bottom line here is we're in a situation where as soon as their actions start telling us the circus is over, we can actually start packing up and leaving. But, you know, the simple fact is at this point, it's not. We need these actions first.
Yep. We need to see what's happening first. And then, like this thing about the ordinance. I mean, how long does it take you to write an ordinance? I mean, I think other cities have ordinances. Why can't we just plagiarize them and just say, why don't we do this? And, you know, and Missy tried one time. And what she said, well, you know, and then Paletti, and he didn't say no. He just said, because I don't vote on these things.
Right.
And what Rob said was, you can't just focus on just homeless or transients. I mean, you can't use those words.
Right.
It's got to be anybody. Well, that's fine. So nobody gets to lie or sleep on the streets.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what? That's fine with me. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I don't care if you live here. And
I'll make other arrangements
for my kids. You know,
yeah.
I'll bring them into the yard, let them lie and sleep on the yard.
Yeah.
But you can do that, you know, and, unless you have a permit, you know, like a permitted parade. If there's a parade going by and people
right.
want to sit on the sidewalks, I think it's a little bit different. The other thing, too, is police can use her common sense.
Right.
Why not, you know, and kind of trust the police to do that.
Right.
You know, so anyway. Hey. Thanks a lot for coming by there, buddy. Hey, you know
it.
What? There's something else you're doing. Let's talk about it real quick, about the helping veterans and home and housing.
Okay.
Are you ready to talk about
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. You're talking about Honor Financial?
Yes.
Honor Financial is a company that we started to create some jobs. Actually, I'll even qualify that, to create some careers for veterans and veteran spouses. And so what it is a mortgage business where we hire veterans and veteran spouses to do veteran loans. And we actually created a foundation that goes with it. And so that the money from the loan, 25 basis points of every loan, goes into the foundation to be used for local veterans. And so it's got some traction, and it's moving forward, and it's exciting to see. And we just brought in another veteran, a Marine down in Modesto. She came on board currently, and she's got a couple loans going, and she's moving forward.
So what
forward.
You're doing is you're taking you're having veterans come to you
mm-hmm.
and refinancing or getting financing on their house,
yep.
right? Using their using the GI Bill or the veterans.
Veterans, yep.
The veterans their veterans loan, VA
yeah, their
loan.
Benefits, yep.
Yeah. And it's a lower percentage.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 3.5, and you can do it a lot easier but it's only for veterans.
Well, and veterans really need to realize if you don't, if you're not already in a veterans loan, you need to be really considering it because it's a great loan. Secondly, if you are in a veterans loan, realize that you can refi anytime. I mean, it doesn't even, in a lot of cases, doesn't require any kind of background check or looking into your credit or credit history, anything like that. It's basically a, you know, part of the loan itself, and it's transferable. So you get ready to sell this house in 5 or 6 years when interest rates are at, you know, who knows where, 6-7%, and you're going to have a 3.5 or somewhere in that line. Why wouldn't you want to do that? That just makes your home or your property more sellable. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of different reasons. And if it's going to also help the veteran community, and maybe we can even give you a much better deal than what you've got going on currently, gee, there's no reason to say
no. Well, we're going to – Linda and I are looking in. In fact, we're getting an event here next week. Starting to take a look at that. And he's already helping some other people we know.
Yep.
So we appreciate that. Hey, next week, Kristen Schrader is going to be on Monday. And that's we're going to talk, you know, and talk about what she's doing for here for the next couple of weeks. And then the chief of police will be on, because we've got a lot of other things going on next week also. Have a great weekend, everybody. Remember that bridal fair. Get out there to Simpson there about 10:30 on Sunday and see all the vendors and see all the brides out there if you get a chance. Come out and join us. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wall Street's moving higher today, basking in the glow of an upbeat report on jobs and pay. 257,000 jobs created last month, and wages jumped more than they have in 6 years. The unemployment rate rose, but Mesirow financial economist Diane Swonk says in this case, even that is a positive.
We've had the unemployment rate falling for the wrong reasons. This time, the unemployment rate rose for the right reasons because more people rejoined the labor force and decided to look for a job in the month of January.
President Obama says the U.S. must resist the urge to overreach in responding to global crises.
The White House has released a new document outlining national security priorities. In it, the president says the U.S. will always defend its interests and uphold commitments to partners and allies. But he also says the country cannot make decisions out of fear and should not rely solely on military power. The president says the threat of a terrorist